Bless the Lord. If you've got your Bible with you, and I'm sure you have, I'd like you to turn for just a verse as an introduction. It's Psalms 119. And I want to read one verse there just. It's Psalms 119, and it's, the verse I want to read is 165. Psalms 119, verse 165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. I'm going to ask the Lord to bless this word now. I've got more scriptures, I'll be turning to them, but just, as I say, an introduction, this is what I want to bring this morning. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you, Lord, that we can say we have an anchor. We thank you, Lord, we can say we have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened, what is it, Lord? Fastened to the rock that cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. Lord, we bless you that you're a Savior that loved us. We thank you, Lord, this morning for mercy. We thank you for grace. We thank you, Lord, that you came seeking us. We never sought you, Lord, but you sought us. And Lord, we just want to come. We want to commit your word to you this morning, Lord, and the speaking of your word. We ask you, Lord, that it will not return unto you void, but it will prosper in the thing whereto you do send it. And Lord, we pray for all that's in this room, and even for people who may listen in or hear the tape. Oh, Lord, that your Holy Ghost will have his own way.
O Lord, we say, have thine own way among your people today. Come and minister your word. Come and minister your grace. Come and minister your peace, Lord.
Yes.
Come and minister your love.
Yes.
And manifest yourself unto us in Jesus' precious name. And we'll be careful to give you the glory, give you the honor, and give you the praise. And we say, not unto us, Lord, but unto thy great name, be all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Lord, we know your great name is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And in Jesus' name we ask these things for your honor and glory. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may have your seats this morning. And some of the songs we've been singing is very appropriate to what I was maybe trying to say this morning, because I want to speak, if I can, to you this morning about peace. The peace of God. And you know, when you've got peace, you've got rest.
Amen.
And when you've got rest, you've got the rest that the Lord talked about. This is the rest wherewith he would cause the weary to rest.
Amen.
Or this is the refreshment. You know, God can give you a refreshment.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when you get a refreshment, well, a refreshment is nothing else, only a refreshment. You know, if you get up in the morning and you don't feel that you're awake, if you throw water on yourself, especially on your face, you'll get a refreshment. Or you know, if you've worked all day and you come home and you've been working hard and you're tired, and you come into the house, and if you want a refreshment, go and have yourself a good shower, a good bath, and you can get a washing. You know, you can get a spiritual washing.
Amen.
Hallelujah! Lord. You can get a spiritual washing from the Word of God.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter what the devil comes and tries to plant on you, because his job is to disturb you. His job is to make you that you don't have the peace of God on you or in you or through you. And he wants to make you that you're at a place of unrest. And he's the one that'll tell you that you're no good. Isn't that true? He wants to tell you this is what you've done. Well, I've got news for him. When you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and you get born again, the Bible tells me he casts your sins into the sea of his forgetfulness. Never, never to be remembered against you. No more. Hallelujah. Glory. Listen, when you get Jesus Christ into your heart and into your life, he gives you a clean sheet.
Right. Amen.
I know it was the blood.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I know it was the blood for me. Right. Jesus said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you.
Amen.
And the death angel shall not come nigh thy dwelling. Hallelujah. You know, today we're washed in the blood. But I started to tell you, you can get a washing with the water of the Word of God. Let me tell you this. Do you know what makes your home clean? The Word of God. Do you know what makes you clean? The Word of God. And when you get the Word of God, you're getting a cleansing from God. You get a washing from God. And you're not, you see, Guy talked about we need the smoke. That's excess fuel to the diesel. You get access. You get more than what you need.
Amen.
God wants to give you more than what you need. Hallelujah. God's able to give you more than what you need. Hallelujah. God's able to give you that which will take you over the hill. Now, don't mean that in the wrong way. I mean, he gave you the power.
Amen.
I tell you, no wrong. No wrong today. People are lacking the power. Why, they're lacking it. They've no hunger for it. They don't want it. They want a man-made system and a man-made law. Give me God's law. Give me God's system. And you get God's law and get God's system, you're going to have God's power. When you get God's power, you get God's peace. When you get God's peace, you get God's ability. When you have God's power, you have God's ability. You're not working with man's ability or man's capability, but you're working with something that God has given you. And I'll tell you now, it's sufficient. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, the psalmist said here, great peace. Great peace. There's a vast supply. I believe that word great means abundance of peace. Abundance of peace. You know, the world today is looking for peace. And they haven't got it. And we have got, what have we got here in our problems? Have we got a peace treaty? Or have we got a man-made set of rules and a false peace? And you know, this world is full of wickedness. And that comes from Satan. And he's a perverter. He's not a creator. All he can do is take something that's good and try to make it bad. And do you know where he starts? Starts with God's word, if he could change that. And he wants to change it. And he wants to make you think and me think that it's not relevant for 2023. He wants to try to make us think that that was for yesterday. You know, Paul talked about people and know what he called them? He called them enemies of the cross. How does anyone become an enemy of the cross? They turn away from God, from what the Word of God says, and they put something else in the place of the Word of God. Let me tell you, there isn't anything in this world, there isn't anything in heaven or in earth or beneath the earth that can replace God's Word. God's Word is forever settled in heaven, and it's the remedy for peace. It's a remedy for you and for me to have what God wants us to have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But the psalmist said, great peace. Let me tell you something. God's got a great supply. God's got a vast supply. And God wants to give it to you. Now, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I want you to know this. And I'm not saying anything to you this morning that you don't already know. You know these things because they're in the Word of God. But God wants to give you that peace. And he wants to give it to you in abundance.
Amen.
He wants to give you a vast supply. And you know, just like Gary spoke about the diesel, you can get a surge of power. That's when a turbocharge and an intercooler comes in. God wants to put a turbocharge on you, as it were. And I don't mean that flippantly. I mean that reverently. I mean that God can give you extra when you need extra.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you need a little extra, God can give it to you. If you're in this room this morning and you feel you need a little extra, I tell you, God's got availability for you. God's got provision for you. God's got supply for you. God cares for you. God knows what you need, and God can give you what you need.
Amen.
Cast your burden unto Jesus.
Amen.
For he careth for you. Hallelujah. I tell you, the devil wants to rob you. Don't you let him rob you. You tell him you're taking back your own. You're taking back what truly belongs to you. And you're not going to accept anything again that ever he tries to tell you. I tell you, he'll come and he'll whisper in your ear. And he wants to put you down. He wants to put you down. He wants to put a burden on you. He wants to put a load on you. But I tell you, Jesus wants to take it off you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's the burden bearer.
Amen.
You see, when you get a surge of this power, and you get a surge of this peace, well, then nothing can offend you. Hallelujah. And I'd said that in that verse we read, 165, Psalms 119, verse 165. Now, also, it says about these people, great peace have they which love thy law. Thus, let me tell you this. If you love the Word of God, if you have a love in your heart for the Word of God, and I know you do, if you have a love in your heart for the law of God, you see, we're living in a land where there's politicians, and there's leaders, and the psalmist said that even in this same chapter. He said, princes persecute him without a cause. The princes, the MPs, persecute the Christians without a cause. You know, they're persecuting you today with laws that they're passing.
Right, that's the truth.
That's how they persecute you. And they're persecuting you without a cause. They don't have reason to persecute you, but they're doing it because they have one Father.
Right.
And you see, Jesus said, love not the world, nor the things of the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not even in him. But he says, marvel not if the world hate you. That's right, they hate you. You know, and Jesus said, beware when all men speak well of you. You see, if all the world praises you up, something wrong with you. That's right. Something wrong with you. See, if the world says, oh, them bunch, there's a great bunch. I'll tell you, if they say that, there's something wrong with you. But if they say, stay away from that crowd. That boy's good living, watch him. That boy's a Christian, you need to watch him. He's a Christian. Like I remember once I was asked to give out tracts, and I was handing on the corner in Bond Bridge, and I was handing out the tracts, and there's a man come around the corner, and I held the track out, and I said, would you like a track? And he said, oh, no, 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 too risky. Too risky. And he kept walking on. I says, it is risky because you could get saved and you would escape the flames of hell and you'd go to the place called heaven. Hallelujah. It is risky. I tell you, the devil knows the blood of Jesus is risky.
Hallelujah.
He knows the peace of God is risky. When a Christian is full of the peace of God, it's very risky for the devil because he cannot offend them. He cannot discourage them people. He'll try to do it. And he may, somebody said, what was it David say? Or was it Solomon said that sorrow may tarry for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Joy cometh in the morning. But the psalmist tells us who these people are that have this peace. They're the people that love the law of God. They're the people that love the commandments of God. They're the people that love the Word of God. And let me say this, and I start to say sometimes, I never finish, but if you have a love in your heart for the Word of God, if you have a love in your heart for the commandments, the law of God, you see, the devil wants to break the nation, and he's breaking the nation of Britain away from the law of God. He's a blow-a-bragger. He's a rebel. He's rebelled against the truth. And we have a bunch of rebels in Parliament. It's like we have to pray for them. But that's what we have, a bunch of rebels. And they're standing up there and they're dictating and they all know the way, don't they? Jesus said, I am the way.
Amen.
The truth and the life.
Right.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Hallelujah.
There's one way. There's one faith.
Amen.
There's one Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's one Holy Ghost. There's not two or three. Praise the Lord. But the psalmist tells it here, and he tells it so briefly and so quickly, the way he puts it forth, the way it's worded. And you know, it says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. You know, there's plenty of things that can offend us if we let the thing, if we let it offend us. Some people are very easily offended. But you know how you become offended easily? You have loads of problems, and you add a problem, and then you add another problem, and then you add another problem. And that's what Satan wants to do. He wants to tell you you've got a problem. And then he wants to tell you, you haven't got one, you've got another one. And then he wants to tell you, you've got another one. And he says, and you've got another one. So then you've got a load of these problems. And these problems are nothing. These problems can be nothing. Only maybe in your head, maybe in your mind, in your imagination, and you're thinking all these problems, and then something else takes place, or some other problem arises, and you're offended. And things that ought not to offend you. Things that ought not to disturb your peace, they start, and they're disturbing you all of a sudden, and they're making you that you're concerned when you shouldn't be concerned.
Amen.
You see, that's a perversion, and that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to create a diversion, or even a diversion. That's why maybe some of us was late in this morning. Satan wants to create a diversion. He wants to get your mind onto something that it ought not to dwell on, and take your mind off what it ought to be dwelling on.
Amen.
Thou will keep him. Thou will keep him in perfect peace.
Glory.
Whose mind is stayed on thee. Hallelujah. That's God's word. That's what God's wanting to tell you this morning. That's what God's wanting to tell me this morning. That will keep him in perfect. If something's perfect, it's perfect. There's nothing can be added to it. It doesn't need something else. It's perfect peace.
Amen.
Great peace have they. Perfect peace have they. Whose mind is stayed on thee, Lord. You know, you might think, John, you're talking to people who doesn't need to hear this. Well, I'm sorry if you think you don't need to hear it, but just bear with me a moment. Because I believe that some people need to hear this.
Amen.
Because some people don't have that peace, but God wants them to have it. You see, then people... What happens then? I don't want to go down the negative side too much, but what happens then if people start to add problem to problem, problem upon problem, here a little, there a little, like I said about the word. But you see what happens then? Oppression sets in because of torment and because of fear. And then oppression will come, and when it keeps going and adding on and adding on, you go from oppression to depression. Well, you're depressed. You're oppressed. And then you're depressed. That means that you see to be depressed. I tell you what I think the meaning of it is. You're not enlarged. You're put down. What I mean when I say that. Means to be depressed, you get a feeling of unworthiness. You get a feeling that you're not needed. And you also get a feeling that you're not adequate for the job. I want to tell you, that's the lies of Satan.
Hallelujah.
I want to tell you this morning in this room, you're absolutely adequate for the calling that God has put on your life.
Amen.
And you are most equipped for to do that job. And you have got everything that is needed because God has already given unto you all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that loved you and gave Himself for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're able. You're able.
Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you, you're able.
Hallelujah.
What did Caleb and Joshua say? We're more than able to go up and take the land. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, you have come past this mountain long enough. If you've been depressed, if you've been oppressed, God says you have come past this mountain of oppression and depression long enough. It's time to stand up and go forward in the name of the Lord and go in and possess the land because it's yours for the taking. Hallelujah. We're more than able.
Amen.
We're more than able. I tell you, there's not many people in this room, but one with the Lord is a majority. What does it say about one? I'm sorry, I slipped my mind, but it says, two of you shall put 10,000 to flight.
Amen.
Two of you. You know, or two or three are gathered together in His name. He's there in the midst. He's
Amen.
Here. He's here in this room this morning. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's here this morning.
Amen.
You know what He brings with Him? You know, one of the things, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'm ready to go to John's Gospel, and it's chapter 14. And I love the Gospel of John. It's my favorite book in the Bible. And I want to tell you this, what did Brother Branham say about the Word of God? He said the devil hated Genesis and he hated Revelations. Well, you know, that's true, but I'm going to tell you something. He hates the Gospels too. Hallelujah. And he hates John's Gospel, chapter 14. And what this is a well-known portion of Scripture, and it's one that's used often when people are at funerals. But it's one you know you can use every day. If you need it, you can use this every day if you need it. And what does verse 1 tell me? This is what Jesus said. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. You know what we need to say to Satan when he comes to us and tells us all these bad things we've done? We need to turn and we need to say to him, Satan, I know all them things you're accusing me of. I know about them. But let me tell you this. I refuse to let my heart be troubled.
Amen.
Because Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. Let not your heart be troubled in this room this morning, brother. Let not your heart be troubled, sister, in this room today. And you know, there's something else. And I was going to save this to the last. And you'll not believe it, but I'm almost through. But listen, one of the things that Jesus said to His disciples after He rose from the dead, they were talking about Him, and it's Luke's Gospel, chapter 23. Don't turn to it. It's verse 36 or something in there, maybe. And it said, while they spake, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you.
Amen.
Peace be unto you. peace be unto you. That was one of the things that Jesus said after that he rose from the dead.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we ought to do a Bible study about the words that Jesus spoke after that he rose from the dead.
Amen.
But that was one of the sentences, that was one of the speaks that he made to his disciples. And the Bible tells me that they were terrified and they were frightened and they were afraid. You see, when you lost the peace, then you what comes along, I talked about oppression, depression, and them things, you know, and I've only skipped over it, but I don't want to dwell too long on it, but you get them things, and then you get a fear. A fear. See, this world is full of fear. There's more fear on this earth now than there has been in years. What's the fear? Well, the grocery bills are so high. That's one of them. The cost of living has become a fear. People are saying, I don't know what we're going to do. It's a fear. But you see, the way the world's going, it's putting fear on people. Jesus didn't come to put fear on people. He said, fear not. When the angel came at all times, he usually said, fear not. Oh, I love that statement that them angels made when they came to the shepherds while they watched their flocks about night in the field. It said, fear not, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Fear not. So that was God's message to the people then. A Savior was coming, and thank God he came. Thank God he went to the cross. Thank God he paid the price, and thank God he died on that cross, but I'm glad that they put him in the tomb and death couldn't make him stay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He rose again the third day.
Amen.
According to the scriptures, and he ever lives to make intercession for them that love him. Praise his holy name. So, just something the Lord said, let not your heart be troubled. And you know, when your heart's troubled, well, you don't have that rest. Now I'm almost through, and I'm going to come. I'm done. I don't want to be guilty of taking up the whole service this morning. But listen, Jesus said in verse 15 of John's Gospel, chapter 15, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, you see, when you do that, something happens. And Jesus said something would happen. He said he would pray the Father. So Jesus said he would pray the Father for you and for me. He would pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Now that's what the Lord said. And now he's speaking about the Holy Ghost. He's speaking about the Holy Ghost coming on his people. He's speaking about the Comforter. Now we know the Comforter is the Holy Ghost. We know that. And the best thing that you can get for comfort is the Holy Ghost. There's nothing else to replace that. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Ghost. He's the Comforter. And we know God poured the Holy Ghost out on the day of Pentecost. We know that the Holy Ghost is now given. And Jesus said, he said it also here in these same verses, and I'm just moving on, but Jesus said that this Holy Spirit would abide with you forever.
Amen.
Forever. You know, the devil wants to tell you you've done something and the Holy Ghost has left you. Well, Jesus said the Holy Ghost will never leave you.
Amen.
Never leave you nor forsake you. It says, grieve not the Holy Ghost, whereby you're sealed unto the day of your redemption. God puts his hand on you. God puts a seal on you. And when God puts a seal
Hallelujah.
On you, there's not a devil
right.
in hell
Amen.
There's not a devil on this earth. There's not a devil under the earth can take that off. That's the seal of God. It's the Holy Spirit. And I want to tell you, you're marked. You're marked by the Holy Ghost. And you know that Satan has got a seal. You know what it's called? The mark of the beast. He's got a seal. And this world's going to run to get it. And you know, people are being programmed today to receive that mark. Why? The government clicks their fingers and everybody has to jump. Just like that image that Nebuchadnezzar made, and he stood the image up, and everybody, when they heard the sound of the clarinet, they had to bow down and worship. You see, the devil wants to control God's people. I've got news for him. He can't control the real believer.
Amen.
He can't control you, and he can't take you over, because there's something in you that's called the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you've got power over him. And sin shall not have dominion over you.
Amen.
That's unbelief. Unbelief will not have dominion over you. Why? Because you believe God. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
But you know, this is a wonderful chapter in John's Gospel, chapter 14. And listen to what Jesus said in verse 21. Verse 20. At that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. That's what Jesus said. He said that in that day you know that he's in the Father and that he's in us, the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus is in you. The Lord
Amen.
Jesus is with you. And verse 21, he says, he hath my commandments and keepeth them. He it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. God wants to talk with you. God wants to walk with you. God wants to manifest himself with you. He wants to send you a WhatsApp. He wants to send you a message. God has your phone number.
Amen. That's right.
The phone number that he has, you can't write it down. It's written in heaven.
Amen.
In a heavenly language.
Amen.
And he can call you up anytime he wants.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He can call you up. Let me tell you, you can call him up. But I'm telling you that he can call you up. Because he wants to manifest himself to you. God wants to come and dwell with you. And you know, listen. Jesus says it here, that because there's a Judas, and it's not a Judas Iscariot, and he asks him, he says, how is it, Lord, that you will manifest yourself unto us and not unto the world? You see, when you start to talk spiritual things, the world doesn't know what you're talking about. They don't know. It's another language to them. Why do they not know? They never had that same revelation that Abel had. They never knew it had to be a blood sacrifice. They never had a Pentecostal experience. They never had a Holy Ghost experience. So they don't know. And the Lord said he wouldn't. The Lord will not manifest outside of his word. The Lord will not manifest outside of his Holy Spirit. Listen to what the Lord says. In verse 23, now this version of Zone is a sermon, and I'm not going to dwell on it long, I'm skipping through it, but listen. Jesus answered and said unto him, if any man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. I want to tell you, your Father in heaven loves you.
Amen.
Your Father in heaven, you think nobody loves you? Your Father in heaven loves you.
Amen.
Your earthly Father loves you, I'm sure, but your Father in heaven loves you more. Your Father in heaven loves you, and Jesus said, that his Father in heaven would love that man that would keep the commandments. And he says, we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Oh, isn't that a promise? The Father will come and Jesus will come. Jesus said, we, him and his Father and the Holy Ghost, we will come unto you, make our abode with you. Habitation of God. You're a habitation of God. Well, we realize it or not, but God dwells in you. God dwells with you. God is with you. God's in you. God loves you. Jesus loves you. Oh, hallelujah. Make our abode. Now, you see, I need to read you also where Jesus said, these is not my words, but these is the words that the Father gave me to speak. Now, Jesus never done anything outside of what the Father showed him.
Amen.
And Jesus never said anything outside what the Father told him to say. I'm just going to read on here. He that loveth me, verse 24, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the words which you hear are not mine, but the Father's which sent me. So that's the word of God.
Amen.
When Jesus spoke, it was thus saith the Lord.
Amen. Right.
Hallelujah. Right. You see, when he spoke, it was thus saith the Lord. It was God. It was God's word being spoken directly to you and directly to me. And while he was here on this earth, they said, oh, sure, you're not, how do you say, before Abraham was, I am. Sure, you're not 50. And he said, before Abraham was, I am.
Amen.
And then when he said his Father was God, they took up stones to stone him, for they said he was a blasphemer. Well, anyhow, I want to move on. Verse 25, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Now, you see, the Holy Ghost, he'll not bring something to you that Jesus hasn't said.
Amen. Amen.
Now, remember that. Because we have the two extremes. You have people who say they've got a word from the Lord, and they're going to tell you to do something, and it's nowhere to be found in this book.
Yes, amen.
If you can't find it in this book, you forget about it.
Amen.
Because the Holy Ghost never inspired anybody to say it to you as a word of prophecy. Now, I heard a story once. I don't want to get off the track, but I heard a story once about a man who was into a meeting, and there was a brother there, and that was a man of God, this brother. He was a man of God. And this other man, he started to prophesy, and he prophesied that when Jesus was dead, his body decayed. What nonsense. The Bible said he wouldn't suffer his Holy One.
Amen.
To see corruption.
Amen.
And we know today, and the Sanders tell us, and rightly so, that after 3 days, the body begins to corrupt. But Jesus' body never corrupted.
Amen.
Jesus' body was perfect.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he rose again the third day according to the scripture. But you get somebody coming into a meeting and think there's a spirit of prophecy on them. I'll tell you what that spirit is. That's the spirit of Antichrist. And it could prophesy. I don't want to put a damper on prophecy. I believe in prophecy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I believe a man can have the Holy Ghost and the spirit of prophecy can come unto him and he can say, thus saith the Lord, you live and not die. Thus saith the Lord, this is going to happen or that's going to happen. But if he prophesies something to you that doesn't happen, you never fear him. For he prophesied out of his own heart and then he tried to make it happen. You don't, when the Holy Ghost comes on you, you don't have to try to make it happen. The Holy Ghost is the one that makes it happen.
Amen.
He's the one that produces. He's the producer. He's the creator. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. But what was I saying? Oh, Jesus. I say that if what the Holy Ghost hears, that will he speak. Jesus said, when he has come, he shall take of mine and reveal it unto you, show it unto you. And whatsoever things he hears, that shall he speak. What does that mean? It means whatever he hears, when the Holy Ghost hears, he doesn't only hear, you and me hear, he understands. And when he sees, he perceives. So he's seeing it all. He knows it. He knows it from start to finish. He knows everything. He's God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Right. Praise his holy name. Oh, listen. He said he would bring all things to your remembrance, this Holy Ghost, whatsoever I have said unto you. He's not going to bring something the Word has said unto you. He's not going to bring that to your remembrance. He wants you to cast down that stuff.
Amen.
And don't worry about the politicians. Now you can pray for them. But don't you worry what way they go. You just walk with God.
Amen.
Enoch walked with God and he was not. God took him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He built an ark to the saving of his soul, and 8 souls were saved. And by which he condemned the world with an overthrow. Isn't that right? He preached the gospel. Abraham preached the gospel. He met Melchizedek, and Melchizedek brought forth bread and wine, the body of Christ, the blood of Jesus. And he had communion with him. And I believe Melchizedek preached the gospel to Abraham, and Abraham became the father of all them who would believe.
Amen.
Faith in God. Oh, hallelujah. Now, listen to verse 27, and I'm almost through. This is what Jesus said. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Now this is not John McKinstry's peace. This is the Lord's.
Amen.
And it's not yours. What does that mean? You can't manufacture it. He's the manufacturer.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost, he's the distributor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. The Holy Ghost is here to distribute that peace upon you in this room now. The Holy Ghost, he's the one that spreads it abroad. Jesus is the manufacturer. God's the manufacturer of peace. Jesus said, my peace, what the peace that he has is coming off him and it's coming on you. Hallelujah. That's what happens when the Holy Ghost comes. The Holy Ghost is coming off Jesus and it's coming on you.
Amen.
Oh, glory. I tell you, God's real.
Amen.
He said, peace I leave with you. He leaves it with you. He's not coming back tomorrow to take it back. He leaves it with you. My peace, Jesus said, I leave with you. It's yours for the keeping. You've got it as a gift. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to try to manufacture it. God says, I'm leaving it with you. I'm giving it to you.
Amen.
It's not the devil can do that. The devil can't undo that. This is something that Jesus done. You know, if the devil could undo Calvary, he'd do it. If he could undo the cross, he'd do it. But he's too late. Hallelujah.
Glory.
He has missed the boat. He has missed his flight. He missed his opportunity. Oh, I tell you, he was there tempting the Lord. He was telling the Lord, you don't really have to die, do you?
Jesus said, not my will, but thine be done, Lord.
Amen.
What did the hymn writer say? He had no tears for his own grief, but sweat drops of blood for mine. For me it was in the garden, he prayed, not my will but thine. Hallelujah. And petty angels beheld him and came from the world of light to comfort him in his sorrows. He bore for my soul that night. I tell you, Jesus Christ has bore your sorrows. He has took your cares on him, and he wants to give you his peace. Hallelujah. Now he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. And he says, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. And again he says, let not your heart be troubled. Now let it be afraid. Oh boy. Don't let your heart be troubled. Now let it be afraid. Oh, it's time to pray. It's time to pray. Hallelujah. It's time to pray. Now you have, I know you have been praying, but I'm going to say it's time to pray again.
Amen.
And you know what's going to happen when we pray this morning or this afternoon now? It's 12:15 for me. God can visit you.
Amen.
God can manifest his love to you. God can give you a portion again. God can give you a refreshment. You know, I'm just going to pray a simple prayer. I want you to know that I have got a little, I've got this peace this morning, and you have got it. But maybe you need a little refreshment. Maybe you need a little more. Maybe you just need a little refreshment. You know, the devil's been telling you lies. He's been telling people lies. That's how it works. He's a liar. And he's the father of all lies. He's a liar. Now you just believe the Lord. You just believe the Lord this morning. And you know, if you say, oh, Brother John, that's not, this doesn't affect me. It's not right. Don't you worry then. Just pray for your brother. Pray for your sister. Pray for somebody else in here. Pray for somebody that's not here. We're praying now and we're asking the Lord. Father, we know your word is true. We know your word's forever settled in heaven. Lord, we have come into this house today and we say boldly, we're resting upon what you have told us in your word. Lord, we need a little more. Lord, you left your peace with your disciples and I believe you've left it with us. You don't come to take it away. But Lord, let it be a refreshment on your people now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let there be a peace that comes from you that passes all understanding. And Lord, we know Paul, what he said. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything with thanksgiving and supplication and prayers, let your requests be made known unto you, Lord. And he said, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, would fill our hearts and minds. Lord, fill our hearts and minds. Fill hearts and fill minds in this room now, Lord, with your peace in Jesus' name. Let all fear, let all torment, let all lies of the enemy be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, Lord, for your honor and for your glory, and we'll be careful to give you the honor, to give you the praise, and to give you the glory. We say amen in Jesus' name. 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 Amen. Amen over this room this morning in Jesus' name. Peace of God over this room in Jesus' name. Peace of God coming on young men, on young women, and older men and older women. Oh, and teenagers, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let the peace of God, let it come now, Lord. Minister your grace, minister your peace, minister your love, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you know what I want you to do? I'm going to go now and sit down. You say something wrong. I have sat down before the time. I've sat down. I've left you a bit of space. You know what you do? You know what you do? And I know you're going to do this reverently. I want you to take somebody by the hand. And I want you to say to them, peace be unto you in the name of the Lord. Would you do that? Come on. Do that with somebody. Do that with somebody.
Peace be unto you.
Peace be unto you. Peace be unto you. Peace be unto you.
Come and peace be unto you.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord God. Peace be unto you.
Amen.
Peace be unto you, brother.
Thank you, Jesus.
Peace be unto you. Glory.
Amen.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Let's stand on our feet. Praise God. Truth. Amen. Glory. Amen. Isn't the Lord good? Praise God. Praise God. Isn't God good?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. And Brother Gary's going to come in a moment and we're going to sing a few songs. I've so much enjoyed the word this morning. If anyone still wants hands laid on them, I want you to come up. Brother John and myself will pray for you. But this is a word from the Lord this morning. I believe when John was preaching, he prophesied. I believe that. Spirit of prophecy was in the room. God is talking to people. The devil wants to steal your joy, but the Lord's given you it. And he's going to leave it with you. It's not wonderful. So it's not a quick fix. It's something he leaves with you. Praise God for it. Praise God. You know, we just want to say on Wednesday night, Sandra Simon's girlfriend, she's came quite a lot of Wednesday night services now. She's been coming for some time. We've all been praying for her. And I know Simon has. And she went out on Wednesday night into the bathroom and the Lord really moved on her. And she got saved right out in the toilets. Isn't that great? And she was trembling, she said. And we just thank the Lord. That's the greatest miracle. It's salvation of the soul. We want to see more people getting saved. Praise God. Isaac's going to be giving his testimony tonight. I want you to make a big effort tonight. Try and get somebody to come with you. There's a few people sick and missing, but the Lord's touching them. Come tonight. Let's get in early. Be praying. You know, Brother Branham said, get to church before it starts and get prayed up. Sit quietly and read your Bible. Be prepared. God's moving.
Amen.
God's already moving. Don't wait on God moving. He is moving. I said here on Wednesday night, and Rock used to say it all the time, we ask the Lord to come when he's already there. So many times, he said, for two or three he's gathered in his name, he's in the midst. How many doesn't want the fumes? We want the full tank. We don't want to be running on fumes. I've been praying, Lord, I'm tired of the running on the fumes. I want the tank full. Not the few fumes. Fumes will take you only to the corner, but the tank will run you right round the whole country. I want the tank full. I want her running over. You know, years ago, we built a wee mini car and put two tanks in her. One wasn't enough. The Mini Cooper had two tanks. That was one thing about them, the two tanks. I don't know if they're made like that. We put two on ours anyhow. Friend of mine, she had two tanks on her. She had the extra supply. And then we put the special carburetor on her. And we had to put a wee plate behind it because she had to put the flames into you. But I'm telling you, when you give her the what, the sparks come out of her, she took you. I'm telling you, she would have took you. And that's what God wants as people, that when you hit the throttle, there's power. There's power with God. Didymus. That's what it means. Explosive Holy Ghost power. Pray for Isaac tonight, and let's make a big effort. We're going to sing whenever the brother feels led to sing. And let's really worship the Lord. And God bless you, Brother John, for the message. I believe it's a word from the Lord. And if anyone wants prayer, you maybe you feel you have some specific thing or you want to stand in for somebody. And the Lord's already done it, but if you want prayer, you come up and we'll pray for you. And the Lord bless each one. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
The devil's mad, but you're glad. You're the one he thought he had. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Well, I certainly enjoyed that myself. Praise God. I believe what Tommy said about the spirit of prophecy. You know, if this Brother Joe was talking about the devil, how he wants to create problems that don't really exist. Well, he's good at that. He's a specialist, isn't he? And you know, it's just like the scarecrows. I remember one time years ago, I was only maybe Isaac's age when Brian Freeborn came here to start, or even younger. And he preached in the Holy Ghost and he talked about the devil's scarecrows. And he says, you know, he puts up the scarecrows and many people, when they see the scarecrows, they don't go near them. He says you can just walk up to them and when you get there, you can just walk right past him. He doesn't do nothing. He's just a bit of clothes stuffed full of straw. He's not going to hit you over the head. You know, he's a bluff. That's what the devil is, he's a bluff. He tries to paint the picture, he's good at it, but you know, it's all lies, vanity, praise God. Just never worry about his scarecrows, just press on and keep going. But John was saying, the subject was peace this morning, and I thought of that little song we used to sing, I've got the peace that passeth understanding down in my heart, praise God. And we'll try and say it, praise God. Paul wrote Philippians, he says, and the peace that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So let us try and sing that little chorus. Little children's chorus, we used to sing it some of these good years ago. And we'll give it a go. I'm not sure, Matthew, if we have the words for it, but maybe we'll know it. I've got the peace that passeth on, standing down in my heart. Let's see. I've got the peace that passeth on. Maybe I'll start singing it now, like for the key. I've got the peace passeth understanding down in my heart, down in my heart. Maybe I'm too high. Down in my heart, I've got the peace that passeth understanding down in my heart, down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy.